Welcome to the very last SGR coffee break. That's it. We're done. We're throwing this shit out the door. We are piecing it out. Although, we are bringing it to you in glorious 720p. You can now see a lot more of my kick-ass wallpaper. That is a picture I actually took. But yes, this is it. We're done. We are closing up shop.
Oh, and there we can see how dirty my office is again. Look at that.
It's a good thing we're ending this podcast on such a lovely note. I mean, we go full on HD. You can see more of our screens. Actually, we're not ending. It's just 2015, and we're pretty much done because next week is Christmas. So, yeah, we're going to partake in that. And then the week after that is New Year's Eve, right? Isn't that what Wednesday is that day? New Year's Eve,
yeah.
Something like that?
Well, it's more for me that, you know, school's closed. So my life is over for 2 weeks.
New Year's Eve, Chris wakes up. He just grabs his bottle of rum off the nightstand and just coasts the entire day. And then wakes up.
I just got a perfect New Year's gift. I got it today from my awesome friend Jen Bozier. It's a bottle of wine with an owl on it. Aww. I got to save this bottle. It's so cool. So cute. Yeah, my little owl wine.
Oh, it's so cute.
It is cute.
Yeah. So, let's see. What have we had in the works? I started working on an overlay, actually. Carrie and I kind of talked to some last week. We're going to start branding, branching out, making this a little bit more of a real thing. So, come 2016, not right away. We're still working.
Oh, hell no.
Instead of having my glorious desktops down there, you'll actually see some branding. You'll actually have our names and our Twitter handles, our Facebook handles, our website, all that glorious stuff. It is video, so it's not like you're going to be able to click on it, but, you know, copy and paste.
I am Carrie Honey, by the way, and he's Chris Nitz.
No, I'm over here, Carrie. Over here. This is Carrie Honey.
Well, see,
Chris is over here. No,
are you
I'm
there?
Over here. I'm over here. Okay. See, here, let me just reach through the computer. There we go.
Okay.
Yeah, there
you
go.
You know, that's where you are on my computer, too, is right there, but, you know, I didn't.
I'm right here. Anyway, yeah, we give up. So, yeah, here we are in glorious HD. We figured that out today. We got some good stuff coming up along the way. Maybe we'll actually have an intro screen, but don't hold your breath on that. Maybe some editing, but I wouldn't hold my breath on that either. Just getting an overlay, you know, having our name show up. That's cool. And hey, tonight we're going to record another book of the month. So tonight you'll see Ross, which I'm going to assume I'm going to put Ross over there. And because Blake is always below me, he can go down here. Be my little servant bitch.
And I will be here in spirit.
Yeah. Eventually all four of these corners will have us, but we have to wait for Carrie's husband to get back. Because, you know, he's allowing us to do the things that we're doing. So, yay. But, as like we said, we're taking 2 weeks off. So, content on the site is pretty much going to be a little thin. I do have a Marvel Collector Court supposed to be here today, supposedly.
I was supposed to be here 2 days ago. No, it's just...
Yeah. So, I'll be unboxing that. That'll be this week's Corner of Randomness. Granted, it all comes in. I'm probably an hour away from finishing Tales of Zestiria, so I'll probably try to do the video review of that next week, which means I am, of course, carrying Fallout 4 into 2016 with me, but I will begin working on that as soon as I see the end credits roll for Tales. I am going to download Fallout 4. In fact, I should probably just do that today while I'm running around at the post office and all that. But,
well, I think I am still going to do some Monday Gaming Diaries, just because, like, I am bringing my PS4. I'm going to Houston, and I will be bringing my PS4 with me, because I still got to play some more Just Cause 3 with my son, because he just loves watching things blow up. He's been very sad that I haven't been playing it lately, because I've been playing Xenoblade Chronicles X. But, but I still do hope to have Halo 5 and Tomb Raider next week. My toddler may be running around in the background while I do the video, but, you know, hey, that's entertainment.
Hey, whatever. Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing yet. Megan told me that she is staying in Nebraska this weekend because she's got to work, because she's kind of taking a little bit too much time off, so she's got to stay there. I have no idea if she's coming here or not. I really need to get on and find that out, so that way I know if next week I'm going to Nebraska, and then I'll have to haul all my Lego Christmassy stuff, which is going to be over here eventually. I plan on putting it up. The Ghostbusters Ecto-1 will have to sadly take a hiatus, but, you know, I gotta figure out where we're going for that. And then there's New Year's Eve, and 2 weeks of entertainment. So, let's see. We actually get a Christmas break. That's going to be entertaining. So, you're going to Houston.
Yes, that is where my family is, so I will be down there. And basically, that'll be a great time for me just to tell my parents, like, can you please watch the kids while I just sit here and stare at things?
You gonna bring that bottle of wine with you so that way you can just be like, here, take the kids so I can just drink alone in the corner.
Now, I'll leave this bottle of wine here, but my parents were here this last weekend because I had the Dallas Marathon, and so they watched the kids while I was doing that. And we went to the grocery store, and well, they brought 3 bottles of wine. And then went to the grocery store, and mom bought another half case. And then they left about 5 bottles here. So I'm like, well, I have enough to get me through before I go down to Houston. And anything I don't drink, I'll bring back since they did buy it. I try to be nice.
Aw, that's so
I
sweet.
know. I try. But oh, and I'm taking my dad to see Star Wars on the 27th.
Yay, Star Wars.
My brother-in-law was like, "Well, can I come too?" I'm like, "Well, I didn't buy you a ticket, but my sister bought him a ticket."
Aw.
Yeah. He may not sit with us, which is fine because he's not family. He goes sit somewhere else. No, I'm kidding. I love my brother-in-law, I swear.
Yeah. I actually was talking to my brother last night about this, and he's all excited. He's like, I mean, he's not stupid like Blake is being right now, but he's all excited about it. And I was like, I really want to go see the Hateful Eight, and I'm kind of thinking that Thursday night is a great night to go see the Hateful Eight because everybody will be watching Star Wars, which means I pretty much have the entire theater to myself for Hateful Eight, so.
Awesome. I've heard good things. I mean, that looks interesting. I wish I could go to the movies more often. And maybe I will just disappear and go to the movies by myself. But no, I can't do that to my mom. Besides, I think I'm making again that brownie chocolate chip cheesecake again. My sister's like, "Why'd you make that for Thanksgiving? You need to make that for Christmas." Like, well, I can. It was very easy.
Oh, bringing the sugar bomb.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of what Christmas is all about, right? Getting fat. So that's why everyone goes into the gym on New Year's Day.
New Year's Day. Yeah, and they stay there for about 2 weeks and then they
Right,
teeter out.
it's part resolutions and part to get the fat off from everything that they ate Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, brother. So,
I
with
mean, last night, like I'm not so good. Yes, I'm wearing my yoga clothes today, but last night, like I don't know what happened. I just got one of these funks and I went and ate like a whole bunch of cookies before bed. Of course, as I'm crawling to bed, I'm going, I don't feel so good, and it's my own fault, and why did I do that? And I was super lethargic waking up this morning, and we were late to school, and yeah, I blame it all on the cookies.
Yeah, it's the cookie's fault. It's all the
It
cookie's
is the
fault.
cookie. It really is. I mean, the sugar does things to you. You don't realize it until you start really cutting it out, or you start working out more about how much the sugar really affects you, but.
Well, they say it's like cocaine or crack or I don't know, something like that. They have studies where like sugar in I want to say cocaine activates a specific area in the brain. It triggers the same kind of effect. So, what
That really
ifs?
wouldn't surprise me, especially when I see my son get on sugar, my youngest.
So, while we're doing this Christmassy thing, do you have any things that, like, gaming related things that you try to do every year at Christmas? Like a specific game that you play or,
Well, the tradition starting last year was Dragon Age, because that was when I finally finished Dragon Age Origins and then played through Awakening and started Dragon Age 2. And I started Dragon Age Inquisition again. So now I'm like, and that's a digital game on my PS4, which I have not removed yet, despite the lack of space. So I'll still have access to that, so I might do that. But well, actually, and there may be, well, no, I can't play Mass Effect, so I'm not gonna bring that down. But if I could, I would play some Mass Effect, because it's usually around this time of year. Happened about 2 years ago that I just got into a gaming rut where just like nothing was making me happy. Like, I didn't like anything, and I think it's just I got burnt out, which is usually what happens after the fall because it's just so crazy. And so a friend of mine said, "Why don't you just go play some Mass Effect? That'll make you happy. Like, start a new character, start that all over." And I did, and it really did make me feel better. And so That's what I could totally see doing, because I don't know, there's just something about that style of game that just, I don't know, just puts me in a happy place no matter what, no matter what's going on. And there seems to be a lot of, I don't know, maybe it's the holidays, maybe it's the end of the year, but there's like a lot of people are just angry and very negative. And so like I've just been kind of feeling down because of some of that, and you know, playing Mass Effect a little bit this week really helped.
Yeah, I went on a drunken unfollow button over usage thing on the other day, and then did the same. I did muted a bunch of people on Twitter, and I always forget because on TweetDeck I mute a bunch of people, and it makes TweetDeck run really nice. But then I'll get on my phone and use TweetCaster, and all of a sudden I'm like, I thought I blocked this person. I thought I shut this fucker up. I don't want to listen to you. So now I got to do that on my phone too, just to find my block list. But I can tell you this: my Facebook feed has gotten so much better. That drunken unfollow thing, that was great. Like I said, the unfollow button, that's the perfect way of saying, hey, look, I love talking to you face to face because you're a great human being face to face, but when you go all keyboard warrior on this Facebook thing, you're a dick.
Keyboard warrior. I love it.
Oh, man. So yeah, that totally made my and it's amazing how, you know, when you wake up and you're having your morning coffee and you're just trying to see the news. And, you know, kind of catch up on some of the events that happened while you were sleeping, and you're not inundated with all the political faith and other hate slinging that's going on. It's amazing. I'm just like, oh, that's nice. Oh, Hideo Kojima is starting up his new a new a studio. Go you,
Yes.
dude. Don't
Yeah,
kick
he has
yourself out from any awards.
he's officially it's officially official that he has left
And he's
Konami.
And it's Hideo Kojima Productions, right? That's the new company he's doing,
Yes, it's his new studio with the old name.
and he's PS4 exclusive game is what he's working on first. So,
A timed
well, timed
exclusive.
exclusive, yeah, sorry.
Yes, it will go to PC next.
So, wow, PC, not Xbox One.
Yeah.
All right. So, we look forward to seeing what's coming out from him. That'll be cool.
Yeah, and I just need to remember to stop reading the comments on my job site.
Don't ever. You know, the only time I read comments is for the memes. It's the only thing I go in there for. I'm always like, oh, this is going to be a trigger warning, and you just start scrolling, and you just wait to find some good memes. My meme folder has gotten
There
insanely
you go.
large just because of Facebook and all the stupid shit people post there. So, thank you, memes. Are way better than the shit slinging that usually happens there, but.
You know, it's so sad. We're not even into 2016 yet. We're not even
I know,
into the
it's just going to
election
get
year
worse.
yet.
It's
I am so
just.
glad that not only did I not watch the Republican debate, because I mean, seriously, all that is a bunch of pandering. That's, you know, I don't understand why people get into the debates, because you really don't find out anything. You really don't. And so I didn't watch that. And actually, the kid and I, we've been catching up on Supergirl. We finally got caught up on that last night, and both just really, really, really loved it. I want to geek out about something that happened on it, but I don't want to do any spoilers for those who haven't caught up. But there was like an incredible moment where I actually squealed, and he was like, "Oh, what does that mean?" So I had to explain it to him, give him some comic book education. But so then I'm gonna start catching up on The Flash now. But so I stayed away from the debate, and I stayed away from social media that whole night.
Yeah, I ended up just what did I do? Well, I played Star Wars with my brother. That's
There
what I
you
ended up
go.
doing.
That's time well spent.
And watched movies, so yeah. It turns out so for Christmas, one of my brothers was supposed to get a PS4, the Star Wars one, and I guess he told my oldest brother on my dad's side that yeah, I'm just gonna go out and buy a PS4 right now. So my brother actually had to call my stepmom and be like, look, Eric is about to go buy a PS4. We need to tell him that we've already bought him one. So my brother already, Eric already knows that he's getting a PS4, but he has no idea which version. And we're all like, oh, this sucks. But I guess, whatever. Great. We should just give it to him now so that way he can play it now and.
Yeah, but you know, this is why, like, my mom instituted this rule when I was young, and I'm doing it with my kids, and I tried it, and I'm doing it with myself, is that, you know, about Thanksgiving, you have to stop buying things for yourself. It's just a rule. This is not the time of year to buy anything for yourself, unless it's something that obviously that you need, like, you know, you got holes in your socks or whatever. And Like, I did buy myself a Christmas present. It was an Assassin's Creed necklace, but I knew that was something that nobody would ever think to buy. But like, Gabe, he's like, "Well, I want to buy this." I'm like, "Well, but you don't know if you're going to get it for Christmas." And so I keep trying to tell him that this is not the time of year to buy things for yourself. And your brother Eric needs to know that too.
Yeah, well,
He
apparently
ruined his own surprise.
he ruined it for us all, but whatever. Yay, Christmas. Have a fun time of year.
Well, there's a great line from Christmas Vacation, which is not the best vacation movie, but it's a pretty darn good one.
The shitter's full.
That's not the line. It's where Audrey is complaining to her mom about how much, the various grandparents and great aunts and uncles are doing this and that, and they're basically ruining her life. And she just keeps, well, Beverly D'Angelo is like struggling with like trying to get some baking done and cooking and dealing with her own parents and her in-laws yapping at her ear. And finally, she just like whiffs, slams the refrigerator door and slams this turkey down. She's like, "You know what, Audrey? It's the holidays, and so therefore everybody is miserable." Like, yeah, that's. It's not how it should be, but that's sometimes like how it is, because it's supposed to be time with family, but you don't always love your entire family, like,
Uncle Bill always gets drunk, and there's always a
right?
fight, and oh, we gotta drudge up all those old memories.
When too much wine gets drunk, is the discussion going to go to religion or politics? When's the time to bail? And
Always have an exit strategy, Carrie. Always have an exit strategy. Like, oh.
I think I need to somehow tie in politics and religion somehow to Star Wars and get that going, because I bet I could.
You could. You could. You got plenty of time. You still have a week to kind of work on that, so. Oh,
Anything
brutal.
to get off that in my tattoos, because I mean, my parents were in town last weekend and it was unseasonably warm down here. It was 80, so I couldn't wear long sleeve shirts to kind of hide the tattoos. And man, my dad said nothing, but my mom dropped three lines of how she feels. So I know that if she gets drunk enough Christmas, I'm going to hear it all over again.
Oh, alcohol. You make everything so great.
I know, it's just, it's amazing how much you still hide stuff from your parents.
Yeah.
I'm like almost 39 and I'm still like, "No, mom, don't look at my tattoos. I don't got any tattoos. What are you talking
Oh. So, do you got anything planned? So, how long you're gonna be in Dallas or Houston,
In
right?
Houston, I'll be in Houston from the 23rd through the 28th, because I'll come back, and because I usually get together with other families for New Year's.
And then try to stay awake.
No. Last year, we put the kids to bed at 9:30, and I think I lasted another 30 minutes. And I was like, "Oh, fuck it, I really don't care. I'm tired. It's time to go to bed." And then school doesn't start up again until January 4th. So,
Holy shit.
I know.
That's a long break.
I know these kids today. I mean, they get fall break and shit. And I mean, Gabe had a whole week off for Thanksgiving and.
I really wish the college kids would just get the fuck out of here too. Just that'd be great if they could
Well,
just.
this has got to be finals week for them.
Yeah, I think it was last week too. I know I saw a sign that said something about last week being finals or a good luck on finals, so
Well,
I
they'll be
don't
gone soon.
know. I hope so. So I can take all their trash that's in my yard and move it back to
Oh,
their yard.
God. That's awful.
It's kind of interesting today though, because we have some really high winds, so I just keep watching plastic bags fly from my yard to their yard, from their yard to my yard. It's a good time.
I don't understand the litter. I just don't.
I
It
don't
makes
either.
me so sad. Like, I'm not like, this huge hippie and everything, but the litter just, it drives me insane.
Yeah, and it's these guys are terrible. I mean, the guys that were here before them were really good. So I don't. I'm hoping that they're seniors is what I'm hoping. But
This is really turning into more of a fireside chat.
yeah, it pretty much is. We were gonna talk about Christmas, but I don't know I mean, it's Christmas. I'm kind of debating buying myself a new Vita, the smaller, like the V. Yeah.
What's wrong with your Vita? Do you play your Vita?
Yeah, I play it when I travel.
See, I don't. My poor handhelds,
But
they just gather dust.
yeah, the thing I don't like about my Vita though, when I travel, is I have to bring that stupid charging block and its own plug. I guess the new Vita Slims or whatever uses micro USB like every other fucking device I own. So I'm just like, I'm already bringing a charging block and that. I just would just make things easier, so.
You know, I have now I have two 3DSs, so I'm not going to get a second Vita.
I do need a new 3DS though, so I can play Chronicles on that too, so.
Xenoblade Chronicles 3D.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I asked for that for Christmas.
So, I do need to I out of the two, I mean, my Vita still works, and the only thing complaint I really have with it is the charging block, where I need a new 3DS if I'm going to play Xenoblade on it because it uses the new 3DS eraser nub thing, whatever,
And if you
in
want
the new
the
hardware.
Hyrule Warriors when it comes out, will also be new 3DS.
Yeah. So it's about getting time to. Although my 3DS is not even that old, I mean.
No, dude, I know. That's why I haven't linked my a Nintendo ID to this new one because I don't want to stop using the other one. I love my other one because they're both pretty Zelda things. Like Nintendo, you let us have Nintendo IDs to multiple Wii Us. Let us do it for the 3DS. I don't understand what the deal is. Of course, why? What am I saying? I'm talking to a company that still uses friend codes, you know, so. I mean, okay, yes, they have the Nintendo IDs now that you can use to friend, but like for the Super Mario Maker stuff, you still have to share that with friend codes. I mean,
Yeah, it's time to kind of step it up a little bit here. And Sony, by the way, it's time that you start letting people change their fucking user IDs, because some of us created a user ID that we're just kind of like, oh, I really wish I wouldn't have done that.
actually, they're I still listen to you know, Greg Miller and Colin Moriarty. They left IGN. They have their own little company now, and they started a new PlayStation podcast, which I listen to every now and then when I'm working out. And they actually had an entire episode. They actually talked about this for 2 hours straight. It's amazing. Like, people will complain that, you know, our podcast Action Trip go, you know, over an hour, and these guys are able to talk for 2 hours and people love it. Anyway. For 2 hours, I talked about this, and some theories that were coming in was that the database that they had set up for this is so ancient that instead of doing like what Steam has done or what Microsoft has done, which basically like, but this one theory has come in is that what probably Steam and Microsoft have done is that when you sign up for an account, they immediately tie that account to some arbitrary numbers, like binary numbers. And so therefore, it's tied to the numbers, not the words. So it doesn't matter what you change it to. They think that Sony didn't do that, and they tied it to the actual words. So changing it is not as simple. They'd have to do a complete overhaul to tie it to different accounts. I don't know why they didn't do account numbers. That makes the most sense to me, to always have an account number.
I mean, that's a pretty easy thing to institute.
But it's kind of hard to do now, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you're setting up your database, you gotta think about it, but whatever.
Right. You're talking about, you know, millions of people now. I mean, yeah, I would love to change mine, because I mean, you know, I had to pay Microsoft $10, I think, to change mine, but I did it and it's worth it because now all my user IDs are all, you know, the same except for Sony. I would love to change that to Crunchy Chocobo, but it's
Fucking
not.
Sony. Fucking
And the
Sony.
tea abuser thing was such an inside joke now, and it doesn't even like kind of fit in what I do or who I am anymore. So it's, but like, okay, but at least my son is worse than some of the ones that like Greg and Colin would read. Like those that are like, you know, poop knockers and, you know, things like that. Things that they came up with when they were 13, thought it was so funny, and now they're 21 going, oh God, why?
Masturbator lover.
Right?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, man.
See, in that instance, you know, Nintendo's like, ha-ha, you know, we do
Friend
everything with
code.
numbers.
Yeah. Enjoy your fucking 12-digit number. Try to remember that one. I can't even remember it. I don't even know what it is sometimes.
You and I had, you know, I did. I pulled it up back when you had the Wii. I pulled it up on the Wii and I opened up Notepad on my iPhone and I put it in there. So that way if anybody ever asked for it, I could just pull that up and give it. And I still have that for my 3DS. Well, I don't have to anymore because, you know, it's now my Nintendo ID, but what I used to do. It's like, oh yeah, here's my code.
Yay. Oh, well, Christmas break. And New Year's break. Time to start planning, though. I've already started writing down goals. Started doing that.
I haven't even done that
Getting
yet.
ready for fucking 2016. Still don't know I keep reading all these Game of the Year articles, and I'm like, I don't even know, man. I've played so many solid games this year. I don't, this was a really good year for games too.
Yeah, it really was. Of course, my game of the year is
Tomb
for
Raider.
Rise of the Tomb Raider. That's my game of the year.
I'll snap.
Yeah. The game that hardly anybody played because it's an Xbox One exclusive, but
It came out Star Wars Day? Didn't it come out on when Battlefront came out? It came out or Fallout 4?
Fallout 4. A worse state than Star Wars, Fallout 4.
Oh man. Yeah, that was like bad planning. That was terrible planning, especially for a Xbox One exclusive. Although I have started seeing more streamers now kind of picking it up. Every once in a while, there'll be usually once every 2 weeks or so somebody's playing Tomb Raider now. So people are at least getting back there. People are also starting to really dig in for a lot of old games. I watched a guy last night playing Bayonetta for on the Wii U. So he polished off Bayonetta, started Bayonetta 2, which Bayonetta was announced for Smash. She's a playable character now.
Oh shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they just announced that yesterday. That's why last night on Facebook I was like, if they release a Bayonetta Wii amiibo, I am so fucked because I'm so buying it. Because, you know, if she's gonna be a
Damn it, I'm gonna have to go buy Smash.
yep, because and they got a stage for her too. They did the whole a whole the where the clock tower's falling.
Yes.
So that's the stage, and then they got a lot of her cool moves with like where all her hair boot thing that comes through and the punch and yep, she is now part of Smash.
Well, that's a game that actually Gabe and I could play together.
Yeah, it is
So.
pretty. I mean, it is child friendly, really. It is button mashing friendly.
I'm guessing that Bayonetta doesn't get fully naked, though.
No, not from what I see. She has two costumes, the original one from Bayonetta 1 and then some other one, but I haven't seen her, you know, where she loses all her clothing because it's all hair. If you don't know Bayonetta, everything on her is hair.
Hair.
It's her outfit is hair. So anytime she has to do like a super move, the clothing comes off because it's the hair. But she's in. I have to double check. But she was announced yesterday. I don't know if she was actually released yesterday. But she is coming to Smash or already there. And I mean, almost everybody in the Super Smash game has an amiibo. So Bayonetta amiibo.
I'll have to have that.
Just, like I said, if they release it, I'm fucked because that's another $13 that I'll throw out. In fact, if I'm not able to find it, I will spend $20 on Amazon to pick it up. So,
To import it in? Yeah, I might have done that a time or two. Maybe.
yeah, with
Maybe.
like the Fire Mario guy.
No.
No.
With one of the anniversary editions.
No. Yeah, the anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's been, man, it has been a really
Goddamn
solid
amiibos.
year. The one thing that I'm just like, I never use it, but
I
oh,
never use them either, but they decorate my desk very well.
yeah, I'm just like, I remember that game. That game was so. I'm still looking for Mega Man. I still want Mega Man. It's the one that I'm still sitting on the fence about. Just like, do I drop the? I think they're $25 now on Amazon because it's the one that
That's
they
still a
have,
little high.
but it's the one that they haven't re-released. Like everybody that they thought was. You know, never coming back. I've seen in stores again. So, like Fox, he was supposedly never coming back. I found him at Best Buy like a couple weeks ago. I was like, okay. Little Mac, he was back. There's Falco, Captain Falcon, Falco. He is there. So, yeah. Amiibos, yay, the one thing that I never use, but. They keep pulling at my heartstrings because it's like, I remember that game. It was so good. It was a big part of my influencing my childhood.
Yeah, that's how they get us.
Yeah, it's exactly. So
It's a problem, I admit it.
they need to make a Cid series from Final Fantasy. Here's all the
All the Cids. That'd be so awesome.
Cids. Here's your Cid collection, and there's like 20 of them because there's been so many fucking Final Fantasy games that have a different Cid.
See, then they need to bring them into like Smash Brothers, and like we need to have Cid Highwind in Smash Brothers, and his like attack is like sit down and drink your goddamn tea.
Splash.
I was like, that's probably my favorite line from Final Fantasy VII was when you first meet Cid Highwind and you start talking to me like, well, I guess we'll go. And he says, sit your ass down and drink your goddamn tea. I'm like, okay, yes, sir. We will sit and drink our tea.
And if you're a PC user, Final Fantasy VI just hit Steam today.
Six? Okay.
Just came out.
Random.
And yeah.
Square Enix is so weird. It's so
Well,
weird.
they're slowly getting all their old Final Fantasy. And I guess from what I've read is that it uses the updated sprites from the mobile version and the new menus from the mobile version. So, yay for mobile version, but at least they're at least it's helping out. So I wonder how updated, because let's face it, a mobile game is like, this big. So I am curious as to how that works out. And I haven't looked to see how much it is, but I'm going to guess it's about 20, 25 bucks based off of Square Enix pricing.
Square Enix prices? Yeah.
Old game is great. Here, charge them $30 for it. So,
Yeah.
yeah. All right, Carrie. We've been rambling.
Yeah, we
We've
have.
gone so all over the place. Let's talk some games. What have you been playing?
Let's see, I've been playing some Just Cause 3, although I did finally put it down because of Xenoblade Chronicles X. And Xenoblade Chronicles X is nothing like what I expected. It's JRPG, and then it's not in some areas. It's so weird. It's so Japanese. It's so weird. So it's one of those, like, it does do something I don't like, and that's have the silent character. I guess because Mass Effect and Dragon Age 2 and Inquisition have spoiled me. I think it's one reason why I didn't like Skyrim so much was the silent character. It's really weird that my character feels like Chell, just constantly nodding, looking puzzled. Like it's all facial expressions that you give. And I mean, my son had a lot of fun helping me design my character. The combat takes some getting used to. It's weird. It's this really weird combination of turn-based and real time. It's strange. It took a while to understand the flow, but I like that if you get knocked out, you're not it's not over. It's like there's a respawn time, but you then just gotta sit there and pray that your party doesn't get killed. And it's I wasn't prepared for exactly how big and open it is, because it is literally like you're dropped in and you go to town, but oh, by the way, there's plenty of enemies you cannot go after just yet. And I really wish that they did a better job with the tutorials, because I'm relying on the guide a lot to teach me how to play, because this I feel like the tutorials are lacking severely in this. It's kind of weird because like I've chosen my path because you have to choose like a division to join, but then like as you choose it, it says, but you can still dabble in other things. I'm like, so basically this doesn't mean jack shit. Which one I've chosen to be part of? Maybe it just means that I can level up easier in certain areas. I'm not sure just yet, but yeah, I have a lot of questions because it's one of those that starts out like it's pretty cut and dry, which is very unusual for JRPG. It's like Earth's been destroyed. We have to be on this planet. We have to make it a new Earth. So that's pretty, but we don't. But we have to map it all. It's like, well, this all makes a lot of sense. Usually very forward for a JRPG, but now I'm getting questions like, why is my character so important, and why were they so intent on recruiting my character? And because my character is very typical JRPG, has no memory.
Lives in an alternate dimension.
Yeah, all I need is an airship. I mean, I guess that the Skells kind of substitute as airship, although we came in on airships, I guess spaceships, airships, about the
Spaceships.
same, right? Okay. So there you go. So, of course, knowing this game, I may not find out the answer to my question until about, oh, 2 hours but before the end, and then there'll be this major what the fuck moment, and I'll just be like, oh, why do I play these damn things?
I give up.
Yeah.
So, have you
But I
got.
already know, I'm like, I have to, find every little thing. I'm going to be playing this forever.
You will be. It's a huge
Yeah.
game.
Oh, my God. Like I thought
I've.
Just Cause 3, like I was pulling out the map and I was like, look how much I've done. You zoom out, you're like, ah, shit. This is worse. This is way worse. But at least there's fast travel. Oh, thank God.
It's, I heard that it's actually because everybody bases their game size on Skyrim because Skyrim was such a massive game, but this is even bigger than that. And I guess there's another game that's coming out next year, and I forget what the title is. I just saw it in passing. That is even bigger than Xenoblade Chronicles X is. So yeah, and I'm it's at that point. It's like, how big is too big? I mean,
Yeah. I
because.
understand that. I understand the motivation to make a game that big, like The Witcher 3, Pillars of Eternity, and all that, because they want you to have the most bang for your buck. Because then, what's one thing people always complain about with the shooters? Oh, it was only 10 hours long, or whatever. But then their justification for that is, but look at how many hours of multiplayer you can play, which sucks for people like me who only play the single player. But that's their kind of justification as the many as all the hours that you can get. So the single player games, they try to make these huge, big, massive games, but at the same time, like you just never have the time to play them because so many of them come out and you want to play them all.
Yeah. And when you're, Xenoblade, which is, clearly a 150 to 200 hour game. That's, I
Like
mean,
The
that's.
Witcher. Witcher's the same way, and
So.
Fallout 4, I think, is could be the same if you do everything.
Yeah, depending on how much time you spend, dabbling in your settlements and making settlements and all that other jazz. But yeah, it's supposed to be a pretty large game, too, so.
So, but then this week, while I was so on action trip, we had our vidcast. It was a Star Wars and Mass Effect vidcast because we always somehow devolve into talking about that. So we decided to do like the last one for the year to be about both of them and how much we love them. And so when I finished editing it and I was uploading it, because when you actually edit it somehow it gets bigger when you edit it,
Yes, it does.
and then yeah, like exponentially bigger. And so it takes forever to upload to YouTube. So I was sitting there waiting. I was like, so I just put in, but like for my background, like on my TV, I had the Mass Effect load screen in the background. Then I was, because I forgot I could put in my Xbox One now and it, magically works and loads and stuff. And so I did that. I was like, oh yeah. So I started a new character. And the next thing I knew, it was 2 hours later, I was like, shit, I gotta pick up the kids. Like, oh yeah, this was so much fun. I remember this. Oh yeah. And the crazy thing is that playing it, I will say that playing the backwards compatibility in the Xbox One, it's really smooth. There's no big load times. Actually, the load times are shorter
Oh,
than they were on the original Xbox 360. I mean, it looks grainy. And
yeah, it's an old
I mean,
game.
yeah, it's an older game, but it always looked grainy on the 360 compared to some of the newer games. And there was the texture popping, but it always had the texture popping. Although I have to say, the texture popping on Xenoblade Chronicles is worse.
Well, there's a lot of shit to load in that game, and it's on a
I know.
Wii U,
It's just
so.
like you just walk across, and it's like, it's a plane. It's plain, all of a sudden, boom, grass appears. Like, shit, where'd this stuff come from?
Miracle-Gro, yay!
Yeah, but it's a delayed texture popping. Like, it's a severe delay. Like, Mass Effect, it's like, it's boom, boom. Like, you see it, and this is like you're walking, and then it just disappears. Like, oh, jeez, where'd all this stuff come from? And I understand this Xenoblade Chronicles X most likely pushes the Wii U to its limit.
Got to.
And, oh, yeah.
I mean, the game looks amazing for, being on the Wii U and all that. And I mean, it look it shit, if it was on PS4, I'd still say it looks amazing. It's a damn good looking game, so.
Yes, it is. Mass Effect, so I've created a new character, right? Because it doesn't have any of my old stuff, obviously, because I don't have any of that stuff up into the cloud. I could have brought it down from the cloud, but I was like, no, I'll just start a new character. So I've made her kind of goth. It's like her hair is dark black. She has really dark eyeshadow, because I forgot that the options back then are very minimal for how the character looks. And she wears black lipstick. And so I'm making her character kind of be, she doesn't give a shit. Like, all my answers are very concise. I don't delve into anything because I don't care. I got a job to do. Let's do it. And so, and I find because of that, because I stay right there in the middle. But of course, I keep upgrading my charm and intimidation so I can, get those other, the
Dialogue trees.
Paragon and Renegade dialogue options. But so I find that having that in the middle, and because I don't give a shit, it actually puts more of my Renegade than it does anything else. So like, well, it's actually making more interesting gameplay because people are already treating me a little different. Like they already know, like I'm not gonna ask because.
Yeah, because she don't care.
No, I don't. Like, what's my mission? Basically, I'm making, like, her goth, We're like, whatever, we're just here to do this, we're going to move on. Let's get to my next mission. And so sometimes, like, investigate, I'm like, nope, don't care. I already know the answers anyway, but your paragon will go up if you investigate more, because then you're investing more time. I was like, nah, don't care.
Fucking, I'm out. Peace.
Yeah, pretty much. So and then I got to Garrus yesterday, and I was like, yay. And now I need to get back to Xenoblade Chronicles X and actually, play something that I haven't already played like 3 times or
And
something.
review it. Don't forget, review it.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm terrible. And this time of year, it's focus. Focus is gone.
Yeah. It's the cold weather being inside, yada yada. Although it hasn't
It's
really
not
been
that.
cold.
It's actually kind of chilly today compared to when, like I said, like this weekend was 80. Like, what the fuck was up with that? And now today it's good, dipping back down to the 50s. So, maybe it'll go down to the 20s later this week, and then it'll jump right back up to the 70s, and everybody will be sick.
Yep. Yay, weather changes.
Texas winter. So, what have you been playing besides Star Wars with your bros?
Well, I'm just about done with Tales, so I'll have that video review coming, hopefully. Probably not this week, probably next week, because I got another podcast to record with Blake and Ross tonight, and the unboxing to do. So, probably do
Yeah,
that next
maybe.
week, just to kind of, yeah.
Maybe you'll have an unboxing.
Maybe. Who knows? I don't know. UPS hasn't showed up. But so, just about done with that. I still have a lot more that I could go back and keep doing. But like, I was like, just conquer the main storyline, tackle a couple side quests just to see how well the guide handles that, and then fucking just move on, because you got Fallout to do, and Fallout's going to take like a fucking month and a half to do. So, I should be finishing that off tonight. That is the plan, at least, to polish it off while eating dinner, because I should be only about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. And then, it's a JRPG, so then you got the 85-minute long cut credit scroll, so make sure
Not to
nothing's.
mention probably the hour-long boss fight
Yeah.
with multiple phases.
Which will make you want to throw your controller and break it. So I'll have to make sure that I go buy a second controller or two, third
Especially if
controller or
there's no
something.
checkpoints in between phases.
I haven't looked that up yet. I should probably do that while I eat lunch. But so I didn't do that, and then because I was in Arizona, we made a quick trip down to Arizona to visit my brother and sister-in-law, and so we ended up playing a lot of board games. But we all did sit down on the couch on Sunday and play Mario Kart 8.
Oh, fun.
So that's been like our big go-to game, is to sit around and play Mario Kart 8 when we're all there. After the mother and father-in-law leave, we just sat down and play a lot of games. So yeah, played Mario Kart 8, tried out the new 200cc mode, which. No.
No.
200 CCs in Mario Kart was not ever a thing that was intended. But it's there,
Too
so.
fast.
Oh yeah. Like everything handles like dog ass. It's just
Oh.
the best way to put it is take a two-wheel bike, go ride on a frozen pond and see how well your turns work. Cuz you just like whoop into the corner. Whoop into the corner.
Well, apparently some people do master that, though. I
I'm
mean,
sure they do. I'm sure they do. But I am not that diehard of a Mario Kart addict that I would spend that much time on. I mean, it was fun. It was entertaining. But so,
right.
yeah, that's what we did for a couple hours on Sunday. So that was a good time. So
That is fun.
I'm trying to figure out what tonight's gonna be. I'm kind of thinking. I mean, Tales. But
Right.
Blake and Ross are gonna be talking Fallout 4. So obviously, I'm just gonna check out. So. I'm just gonna drink. I was like, I should just play WoW, but then I have to record. I'm trying to do the video thing, so that probably wouldn't work out
Yeah.
so well. So it'll be something to
You could
just.
play Fallout 4 while they're recording.
Yeah, I'd have to download it though, and then I'd have to not listen to them and actually listen to what's going on in the game. So, although that's what I would do
No,
anyway.
just turn it down and turn the subtitles on.
I guess I could do that, but really, I'm not gonna pay attention to them anyway. So I'll just pay attention to the game.
Oh, there you go.
I'll just have an extra earbud sitting in here that's attached to my controller so I can hear it. Oh, I'm a dick. Anyway, Carrie.
Gosh, best book of the month ever. God.
The Blake and Ross. Hey, you know what? I'll try to troll him, but I'm no troll like Ross. Ross is like King Troll, so. Whatever.
Well, I guess let me go on ahead, since I know this won't go up till tomorrow anyway. And you can drop in my book of the month for January.
Okay.
Because as long as we do it late in January, it should be good.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Life is Strange.
I'll try to really tackle that.
I know.
Oh, wait, I already did.
Right. So did I a while
And
ago.
somebody, oh, there was a guy playing that last night on stream, and he actually went back, so I got to see both endings, and I was like, wow, so the ending I did, which was to let the town die, burn in hell, that was very short. The one where you save the town and kill
Chloe.
Chloe, holy Christ, that was long and drawn out, and I was like, so this is the ending that the developers really wanted you to have, and then they're like, "Well, what do we need to have a choice here? Let's just burn the town down and let them Thelma and Louise it out." I just looked at it. I was like, "Okay, so my ending was like 2.5 minutes. This other ending was like 15 fucking minutes." And it's just like,
Yeah.
"Are you shitting me?" Like everybody's so sad and depressed, and just like, "This is clearly the ending that the developers wanted you to have." But come on. All right, so that's what we're gonna do for. We can make this work.
Well, I know you and I can. It's the other jerks.
Oh well. Well, hey, they'll have to do it either way, so we've already done it. And it will be interesting to see how although Ross isn't really such a dick in games. I know Blake will be all nice about it.
Yeah.
Try to save everybody. But
It's more of their reactions to the end. When you discover that your choices don't matter.
yeah, it'll be
Yeah.
interesting.
'Cause I can totally see Blake going, "Fuck this game."
Ah, but he probably won't nope the fuck out like he did on in Until Dawn.
Well, no, 'cause this isn't scary.
But all right,
He
so
just has to be a teenage girl for a few hours, which he should know how to do that very well.
he's got that. Oh,
Oh!
Carrie just trolled Blake, and Blake will never even know.
Next, I don't think he listens to this. I hope he does. That just spoiled the
Well, now they know. Well, I'll make sure that they don't listen. Although I don't think they
Okay.
do. So, with
Right.
that, Carrie, for the last time this year, take us home.
Oh, you know the spiel by now, but if you're new, you can leave us a comment on this post or send me an email to strategyguidereviews@gmail.com if you have a question or a comment, or if there's anything that you would like us to discuss in future podcasts, which won't be now till 2016. You can also follow us on Twitter. Chris is, wait, what is it? Chris?
Oh, other way. There you go.
Chris. Hey, Chris is at Starvin. I at Crunchy Chocobo, and the site is at Strategy Reviews. And of course, we ask that you donate. No, I'm kidding. That you subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're also on iTunes for podcasting. We're going to be doing a lot. The focus for 2016, we've decided, is going to be more on our YouTube channel for video reviews, unboxings, and things like that. So subscribe and catch all of those. And with that, we wish you all a very happy holidays and a very happy new year.
Yes. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever it is you're going to celebrate. Happy Atheist Day. Just ignore everything, whatever. Just do your thing. But yeah. 2016, we will try to be more focused than what we were today. But hey, look, it's the end of the year, man. We're fucking checking out.
We're done. We're so done.
So all you really have to do at this point is please like, share, and subscribe to our channel. You can also donate on the button that I will go ahead and put at the bottom of this post. The money all goes towards me. I use it to buy beer. My liver is, I'm probably going to need surgery at some point. But
Well,
whatever.
shit, I want a wine button.
Right.
Donate to.
So 2016, there'll be a beer button and a wine button, and you can choose who gets drunk first. And with that, we're out. Peace.